Just a bit longer, my lady. And I think we'll finally be out of this... biting northern wind. What is it, my lady? You're just... staring out the window. How did you get here? Well, my lady, we came from your father's summer estate in the capital, and we hopped aboard this ferry carriage. You don't mean how we got here. My lady is simply looking to lament her unfortunate circumstances and wishes to be reminded of all the steps that brought her here. That is quite understandable, ma'am. The day has not been kind to you. Well, your father, in hoping to gain aid from the Duke of the North, has sent you as an offering. He hopes that the Duke will have an interest in you and take you to wife. And hopes that by offering you, the Duke will send her veritable, powerful northern forces. As if the Duke has any interest in the South and its petty quabbles, but that is your father's hope. And hopes that through your marriage, provided the Duke accepts, you will be able to get into her ear and be able to convince her to send a consistent aid to your father and the Emperor's war efforts in the South. As if the Duke, again, has any interest in the goings-on of the South. I imagine this must be difficult for you. I cannot even imagine what it feels like to be sent away to be married. That is one benefit of a common-born situation, I suppose. I cannot be sold off for advantage because, well, no one gains an advantage through me, and I do not envy your situation, my lady. We should be arriving soon enough. What do I know of the Duke? Duke Ariel is, well, she is Master of the North, which is a feat in and of itself, what with the monster problem. She's known for her nobility, if that is of any comfort to you, my lady. No, I do not mean nobility as in her station or birth. I mean it in that she is noble. She is a warrior and a soldier first. She does not idle herself with fattening her coffers. If you show her your sincerity and inform her of the nature of your plight, I'm certain, my lady, that she will help you. She will aid you in finding a place in the North. I'm certain she will even take you to wife, should that be what you ask for, instead of what that fool father of yours intends to use you for. Oh, my lady, we are far enough away from the estate for me to feel comfortable talking about your father without any filter that a servant might carry themselves with. I can finally express how I feel about that warmongering, arsehead, veritable bastard that you are burdened by to call a father. And at last, the smile returns to my lady's face. It has been a dour ride without it, my lady. Oh. It seems we are here, my lady. Take comfort, ma'am, that you do not go in there alone. And to hell with your father's plans. If it comes down to it, if you wish to leave, my lady, I will brave the northern tundras with you, and we will flee. Your father will not be able to stop us. To send his own daughter as a bride. What a bold man that stupid fuck turned out to be. Come, my lady. I will help you out of the carriage. My word. But the size of this place. And you are... the Lady Duke Ariel's butler, I see. Yes, I will follow you. I will bring my lady's stuff to her chambers. My lady, would you like to... Oh, the Duke summons the lady immediately. Not even a chance to... Oh, all right. Is there any way I could go with my lady then? No. My lady, I apologize. I do not wish to be separated from my lady. She... to go alone...
Enter.
Welcome, my lady. I am Eloise, Duke of Ariel, Defender of the North, blah, blah, blah. I am aware of what you're here for, and your father's proposition. I must say, it's a new strategy for him. I didn't think that stupid fuck was capable of anything beyond begging at my feet. At the very least, he accounted for my tastes, and sent one of his daughters instead of one of his sons. Though I could have used a squire more than a bride. Pardon. Yes, I suppose I am being quite rude at the moment. Forgive me, my lady. These are... unforeseen circumstances for me. I hadn't expected to be sent an engagement along with a body before I was able to refuse it. To have someone in my home before I was even able to craft the letter to send to your father in response to his idea was frustrating. And beyond even that, I always have a mountain of work to do. But that alone does not give me the right to mistreat you. I apologize. You now have my undivided attention, my lady. Yes, I am aware of what your father intends through our marriage. He wishes you to be the worm in my ear, and have me assist him in his foolhardy campaign. I have my hands full. I defend the North from the beasts that descend. I alone am the line of defense. Between carnage and hell, in truth, descending south of my borders. And he wishes me to leave the North bereft of its defenders and myself. For he and the Emperor's stupid game of conquering. My lady, know that I have no interest in assisting your father in his campaign. This does not mean I will send you south, no. I am more than aware of your father's games. Honestly, the game of all nobility. Trade your children for advantage. I find it sickening. He has already traded you, ma'am. You have already been given to me. However, He is operating under the assumption that if I refuse to marry you, or rather, if I refuse to send aid, I will return you. He believes that you are his property, and if I choose against assisting him, he retains a claim over you. My lady, know that that is not the case. As soon as you crossed Ariel's borders, you were well beyond his reach. What you would like to do is your choice. You can continue with the idea of marriage. I will not lie or spare your feelings when I say that I had no such intentions. Marriage in nobility is little more than a political chip, which is why marrying you is not entirely off the table. What do I mean? Well, through marrying you, all the proposals from women, men, and those in between, for my hand, not for any particular reason about me, simply desiring status of the North, would come to an end. Through marrying me, you gain complete independence from your father. Should you not choose to marry me, of course, you will not be sent back, and any attempts he puts forward to take you back will be met with force. I will not allow anyone to collect anyone who has become citizen of the North. Should you marry me, your father would not be allowed to petition the Emperor for your return. In the eyes of the Empire, you would then be my property, because I outrank you and all that bullshit of the South. The North does not care for such things. Or if it did, survival has won out against it. Men and women, married, unmarried, we all work and we all cooperate to see that the winter of this North doesn't kill us. You are welcome to sleep on it, my lady. I'm in no rush. As I said, I had no intention of getting married, but if you want that on paper through our wedding, ironclad proof that your father can do nothing to you and exert no further control on you, I will not resist, and we can see the maesters and the priests, and I will give you a wedding. One of the South deserves, my lady, I promise. I don't seem like the type for the southern frippery. That is because I am not, my lady. I do not care for ceremony. I do not care for the medals that the Emperor has given me for my grand acts of service. However, I am also not unaware that, especially to southern women, a wedding is an affair that you are not only conditioned to desire, but most seem to wish for. A grand day where everything you could wish for and desire is catered to. And no, my lady, no expense could exceed my wealth. I could grant you a wedding beyond anything that the princesses or princes or the emperor himself could dare to imagine for themselves. I can give you that if that is what you wish. If you wish for a simple ceremony, where we sign the documentation and send it south, we can do that as well. What of your dowry? My lady, as I said, I want for nothing. I would not ask your father to pay one, as that would also have him expect more of me. And of your father's campaign. Do you care, in truth, about your father's campaign? I could send some south. I will not send my whole army. Your father does not need it, nor does he deserve it. Do you deserve it? My lady, with respect, you have been the single most glorious vision to cross my doorstep. And, spitting in the face of propriety, the idea of wedding you and being able to strip that corset from your body is tempting beyond words. So if concerns of whether or not I get anything out of this marriage worries you, know that the idea of being able to decorate your arm would be an honor. And the idea of sticking it up your father's proverbial ass and marrying his daughter, giving her a life beyond anything he could dare to offer his sons, that in and of itself is its own reward. My lady, you look a tad flushed after my comment about your corset. Forgive me if that overstepped my bounds. I... No. Well, I am glad to hear of it, my lady. You should go to your chambers. You can meet with your lady's maid, discuss what I have shared with you, and come to a decision in a day or so. There is no rush. Or you can simply offer no decision. You need not see me again. You can live in comfort as a long-staying guest. And you can write to your father how difficult I am and how you are working tirelessly to convince me of our union. Well then, my lady, have a good evening. You may leave.
Five gods. What a woman you have sent me. You sneaky fool of a bastard. You actually managed to find someone to interest me. I should hang your head from the gates. You fucking man.